From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. When the Pulitzer Prizes were given out yesterday, for the first time ever, one of the most coveted prizes in print journalism went to someone whose work did not appear in print. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Scott Schaefer explains.
There were cheers and champagne Monday at the offices of SF Gate, the online news site of the San Francisco Chronicle newspaper. Animator Mark Fiore won this year's Pulitzer Prize for editorial cartooning. News director Vlay Kirshner says Fiore's award was a complete surprise to him.
We didn't know that Mark had even nominated himself, but that's great.
That's right, Fiore nominated himself, a reflection of journalism's changing landscape. He's not employed by The Gate or any other newspaper or website. He syndicates his own cartoons. His editorial cartoons appeared in newspapers for years until he started experimenting with animation in the late 90s. Fiore believes the prize vindicates his experiment.
I hope I'm a pioneer and not an anomaly. And I just think the significance of it is that it shows that people are actually starting to realize that all news doesn't have to come across on paper.
Fiore uses animated cartoons with sound in tackling controversial issues. Some of his recent cartoons take pointed jabs at the Vatican and Pope Benedict, climate change skeptics, and this one poking fun at President Obama's delay in closing Guantanamo Bay.
But in other matters, left apparently meant left for later.
Fiore has an unmistakably liberal take on issues. When his critique of the Tea Party movement appeared on NPR.org in November, it stirred up an avalanche of protest from the right, attracting hundreds of angry comments from conservatives. It doesn't bother Fiore.
And the reason that I'm excited about it, too, is that it shows that you don't have to just do cartoons about, you know, Tiger Woods and silly, you know, celebrity-based news issues, that you can actually say things and make people mad. And that's a good thing. You know, that's okay.
Fiore says he might use some of the prize money to buy a new wetsuit for surfing. For NPR News, I'm Scott Schaefer in San Francisco.